When we look at hardware and local efficiency, the discussion continues around optimizing expensive models like Claude Code Opus versus running highly capable open source alternatives such as QN3. 6. Users are spending significant time planning RAM upgrades, emphasizing that running complex coding tasks locally requires deep technical knowledge and careful management of context size. The general sentiment is that while powerful local setups are achievable, they require being more than just a casual user. You need to be an engineer or developer to fully leverage the immense potential of these models. On the development side, there's a sharp focus on making LLM pipelines robust for production use. A major point of discussion was moving away from treating LLM as a judge, as a deterministic unit test. Instead, experts are advising that it should be seen as a measurable regression signal, meaning you track how performance changes over time, rather than relying on one single passing or failing output. Another key area is identifying waste. Developers are looking at granular usage patterns to determine which calls are redundant, like repeated classification tasks or duplicated context, so they can optimize spending without harming the task quality. Finally, in terms of tooling and connectivity, the trend continues toward flexible model routing. We saw highly technical workarounds emerging, such as building utilities that let a user hotkey switch between connecting to different cloud endpoints. For instance, switching an agent's core functionality instantly from Anthropic's platform to a local Llama deployment. This level of integration requires advanced multi-agent orchestration setups and custom command line interfaces designed to monitor what models are running where. All signs point toward the current generation of users being sophisticated power users who treat model selection not as choosing an API, but as managing a complex network of specialized services working in concert.